Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
Businesses need to be thinking about creating a client for life right from the initial conversations that you're having with a prospect. And there's three things that you can do on a daily basis with your prospects to ensure that you're consistently building a client relationship where they want to continue to do business with you for their lives. Number one, make sure that you're moving across the organization, both deep and wide. What I mean by that is this. We need to be developing relationships with the senior most decision makers across the organization. By wide, I mean across multiple departments. Many of my customers will say, we need to build fences around our customers, or we need to build cages around our customers, or we need to build ironclad locks around our customers, corrals. I actually don't believe that to be the case at all. The best defense that you have for protecting your customers and building a customer for life is developing relationships inside the account. The more relationships, the bigger the wall, so to speak. If you've developed relationships across the most senior level people and across all departments, you move from being a vendor to being a trusted resource. Your customers stop seeing you as a supplier and start seeing you as an insider or a partner. And that's key to developing a customer for life. Use an organizational chart to understand who are the players inside the companies that you work with, and commit to building those relationships. I had a client a number of years ago say to me, we don't need to develop any other relationships inside this account because the EVP of HR is on our side. She's our best advocate, our strongest ally. She signs all the checks, and she is the key decision maker. And they refused to build out their organizational chart. 2 months later, that EVP of HR was unceremoniously marched out of the building. Her credit cards, her key cards, her building access cards, all cut up over an expense scandal. And our customer was left with no one, no allies. And of course, what do you think happened? The new EVP of HR wanted to separate themselves from anything that the old one had in the works. And that meant eroding or removing relationships. They lost the business. The best thing that you can do to build a customer for life is to make sure that you have multiple points of contact, multiple allies, so you're building a deep and wide organization. Number two, develop a genuine interest in wanting to ensure client success. I know a lot of people who pay lip service to the fact that they say, hey, I would walk away from the customer if I wasn't selling them a product or service that they could actually benefit from. But I don't always see that in action. In order to truly develop a customer for life, you have to honestly believe that what you're doing is helping them improve their business or their personal lives and offering them advice or access to other people if you're not the right resource. And number three, developing a customer for life requires a commitment from all levels of your management. Your CEO, your VP of sales, your customer service, your development, every department inside your company need to remember they have a role to play to serve this customer. I had a hotel VP of sales say to me once, well, we don't pay our hotel staff commissions on repeat business. I turned around and said, well, then you clearly don't care about repeat business or about your existing customers, because there wasn't a commitment to reward repeat business or repeat relationships. That sales VP was essentially saying to his team, hey, just ignore our existing customers. If you ignore your existing customers, you certainly aren't building a customer for life.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.